as it's time to bring in Mike Causey and the Bronx Bombers. Gun
to deep center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Monument Park. Giancarlo. No si può stopparlo. It is a Stantonian home run. And that was the dead center in Monument Park. And the game is tied at one. Swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a two-run blast by Miguel Andujar. The do. Can do. And getting Miggy with it. He hits a two-run home run. And the Yankees take a 3-1 lead. Hicks hits a high drive to left center. Back goes Heredia and Span on the track. At the wall, she's gone. Hicks hits one to the sticks. And the Yankees have a 5-1 lead.
Now that ball is actually stuck in the back of the bullpen. There's a bench where the pitchers sit, and the two slats in the top of that bench, the ball went right in there, and it's stuck there.
Here is the 0-1. Swung on and into the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. The ball went over the grandstand and into the bleachers. Wow. It's Glaber Day. And like a good Glaber, Torres is there. Boy, did that ball go out.
Hey, Mike, are you still there? Did you throw up yet?
I defecated in my pants.
You know, I wanted to play just one of the clip, but they've got them all strung together. And so I said, you know, this is just too good to pass up. you gotta.
I'd sooner die of slow stomach cancer than listening to that crap.
That's amazing. It is. It makes you long for the days of Phil Rizzuto. Anyway,
it just makes it even more wonderful to have a mute button.
That's right. All right, so the Yankees handled Seattle fairly easy. I don't know anything about Seattle and the pitcher that they faced, but they handled them fairly easily in the first game of their series last night.
That's the Yankees' MO. I mean, they hit 87 home runs last night. They got 87 hits, so every hit they got was a home run. And that's how they win. That's it. That's the way it goes.
And they have 118 home runs already.
Yep. 118 home runs and 140 hits.
All right.
I don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs if they play with a real baseball. They won't be able to get all these home runs.
And you need pitching in the playoffs. That's the whole thing. You have hitting in the regular season, but you do need pitching in the playoffs, especially in the 7-game series. You just need it. You need a deep rotation.
Well, like I was talking yesterday to a couple of friends of mine, when Houston hits the playoffs, you're going to see Verlander, Morton, and Cole. The other two starters are going to be guys that are going to come in for relief. So there ain't too many teams that can come up against a staff like that.
No.
So you don't have to worry about their closer, because their closer might be named Keuchel. You don't know. Or McCullers. So that's what you're going to have to beat. You're not going to have to beat Emilio Vasquez coming from the backwoods of Venezuela. You're going to have to beat a real pitcher.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
The Mets blew another one last night. Vargas pitched. I guess I should have bet against him last night. You should have played that home run barrage. I think they hit 4-1 inning against that guy. He took them out of the game in like the third inning. To the Mets' credit, they came back and scored 8 runs in Colorado, but that wasn't enough to overcome the Vargas handicap. The Mets lost 10-8 yesterday, and Houston finally lost the game 2-1. Tampa Bay beat them 2-1. Verlander struck out 10, walked nobody, but Houston didn't put up any runs, and the streak is over, and I'm sure they'll be starting another one soon. And Atlanta keeps winning. Atlanta's playing pretty decent ball. The Nationals, they just don't impress me. They might win their division. They might not. I'm hoping the Braves beat them so I don't have to hear how good Bryce Harper is hitting his 220. I hope the Braves beat them and the Nats get eliminated in that play-in game. And that's about it. What else is going on? Astros lost. Cleveland won again. The Crankies won. NCAA baseball. I wanted to put a bet in on this team last weekend, but I didn't know when they were playing Mississippi State, because they've been getting a lot of breaks, and teams in college baseball, they, I shouldn't say get breaks, they're making breaks, and they're the front runner now in the World Series. They were, I think, 8 or 9 to 1 going in, and they beat Washington in a walk-off Saturday night, and they came up against North Carolina, who was one of the favorites in the tournament, and just totally whitewashed them yesterday, beat them 12-2. So they're in the driver's seat here. They're one of the two undefeated teams after Arkansas plays Texas Tech. They were supposed to play last night, but the game got called off because of weather. So the winner of the Arkansas-Texas Tech game will be the team coming up against Mississippi State in the Battle of the Undefeateds. Who'd have thunk it? This was a team that was eliminated against Florida State before the Super Regions, but Mike Martin of Florida State pulled this pitcher back into the game after sitting on his side for 2.5 hours. Didn't work, and with two outs, a three-run homer put Mississippi State over Florida State, and they've been flying ever since. So, like I said, real good baseball in this College World Series. Yesterday, as I said, Mississippi State beat North Carolina 12-2, and Florida beat Texas 6-1. Texas, the second team eliminated from the tournament. Washington and Texas are out, and they started with 8, and they're down to 6.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I enjoy watching that. It's a lot better than watching the Yankees. I just want to drink hot lead.
They still use the aluminum bats?
They use the aluminum bats, but they don't use baseballs that say Titleist.
Okay. Speaking of that, what used to be called the Greater Hartford Open, I don't know what it's called now, is this weekend. Jordan Spieth is back for the Travelers. That's where he got that big out of the sand into the hole win last year.
Where's Tiger Woods? Is he playing?
Tiger Woods has never played in this tournament, and that has always upset people, because this tournament is one of the top two or three attended tournaments of the PGA Tour. More people show up for this than just about any other tournament except for the majors.
Why doesn't he play? You can't say it's beneath him because he stinks.
He just has never played in Hartford. Never. And it's been amazing, because you get, Mike, I used to cover it, okay? You get on a regular day, on a Thursday and a Friday, when it's, you know, it doesn't mean anything, there's 20,000 people out there watching. And then on a Saturday and Sunday, there's 30,000 to 40,000 people each day.
What does it cost to watch that?
It's not that bad. If you're a golf fan, and because it includes all day long, and you get to see the driving range and you can get up close, I think tickets are around $25 to $40. You know, it's just comparable to other sporting events, but it's just a little different. The nice thing about it, you can choose to follow the lead group around, or you can, if you have a favorite golfer, you follow them around.
And you got to walk that whole thing.
Yeah, you got to walk the sides. Yeah, yeah. So
and it ain't no good.
Yeah, it is tough. I tell you, when Arnold Palmer and Lee Trevino were there for the 50th anniversary, I went out with Jim Kennedy, the golf pro around here, and walked the entire 18. And I'll tell you, I was pretty much dogged at the end. And yet there was Arnold Palmer and Lee Trevino looking as fresh as anything could be.
I'd walk to see them guys. Yeah. There aren't any, if any, that I'd walk that far to see them play.
But I was amazed. Arnold Palmer took, I forget what hole it was. It, the ball was in the rough, okay? And he was like 190 yards away, 180 yards away. And this is when the 50th anniversary, I think, so it's got to be, what, 15, 20 years ago. But still, he was well into his 60s, okay? He took a 9-wood out. And smacked,
a nine wood,
or a 7-wood, might have been a 7-wood, and smacked it out of the grass, which was above the ball, and the thing landed on the green. And you know what? The thing about Arnold Palmer and Lee Trevino walking up the fairway, if people, it took them forever, because you know what? When everybody asked them to sign anything, They did.
I know Lee Trevino was a very personable guy. Yeah.
They were both great. They were both excellent. It was one of the best days I had watching them play golf. It was fun. It was a lot of fun to watch those two.
So if Tiger Woods was playing in the tournament, how long do you think it would take me to get asked to leave?
About the first swing. You'd be one of
when
those...
I roll out a prescription bottle, you think they'll throw me out?
You know, I said this before. We got to get to weather, but you know what really aggravates me is these yahoos on the side. That's when somebody swings, the things they say in the hole, yahoo.
Yeah, they're idiots.
It just really bothers me. It bothers me. Not that
they should be saying that while he's swinging.
But it's the stupidest stuff in the world. Anyways, we're running late, but
they should get like them. What do they call them? Zuzas that they play when they're soccer with them horns.
Oh, man.
They should be playing them while they're getting ready to swing. That's the way golf should be played. What do you need choir for?
That's right. I don't know. All right, Mike. I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning.